Welcome once again to Gospel Life, where each week we lean into a different aspect of Christian life and ministry with the goal of helping each other keep the main thing of the gospel the main thing in our lives. My name is Mark Fodale, and as we travel this Gospel Life road together, I'm privileged, just so privileged, to serve as your brother and friend in this most enticing adventure. Well, the title of this week's episode makes clear what the topic at hand is. Stop listening and start preaching to yourself. Yeah, you heard it right. Stop listening to yourself and start preaching to yourself. That's what we're going to go after. Now, as we dip our toes into this topic, can we just admit it? The call to preach to yourself sounds, well, it sounds a bit strange, at least in our cultural context. I mean, listen, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, my parents clearly communicated that talking to oneself was a sure sign of mental illness. Now, this was despite the fact that my mom, who could often be heard talking to herself, would say, well, at least when I talk to myself, I know somebody's listening. Well, I want to make the case, backed up by the weight of Scripture, that for Christians, talking to yourself and preaching to yourself is not a sign of mental instability, but it could very well be the key to mental stability and spiritual maturity. You know, well-known Christian author and counselor Paul Tripp made this comment many years ago that I think sets the stage well for our discussion. He wrote this: no one is more influential in your life than you are because no one talks to you more than you do. You are in an unending conversation with yourself. Boy, I think Tripp nailed it there, don't you? You see, all day long, you and I listen to and are acutely aware of outside voices, for sure. You know, the voices in and of surrounding culture, the music and messages and memes emanating from social media, the words and looks and even tonal inflections of others. And many of these are helpful, some are harmful, none are neutral. But see, Tripp's point drives far deeper and more intimately personal than all of that. He says that above and beyond all of those external listening opportunities, oh, you and I spend an enormous amount of time listening to us, our own voices, sometimes audible, but mostly internal. And well, it shouldn't surprise us, but most times those inner voices are not only unhelpful, but they can be harmful. It's what we tell ourselves so often that begins to veer us off of the gospel life path. It's what pushes the main thing of the gospel to a peripheral thing in our thoughts and words and emotions and actions. So I'll just be honest. Here's what, without much prompting or invitation, my voices whisper to me on a regular basis. I hate winter. This season of dark and cold will never end. Here's another thing I say to myself. You screwed up again, Fodale. Yeah, again. Here's another. Mark, why would anyone want to hear you preach God's word? Here's another one. No one listens to your little podcast. What a waste of time. The other one that's been rattling around in my brain recently is, Mark, you're not just getting older. You are old. Again, I'll be honest, that's what's regularly broadcast from the sound booth of my mind. And you know what? My guess is my playlist doesn't differ dramatically from yours. That's why the passage I would love for us to consider is really an all-time favorite of mine. It's Psalm 103. And in this psalm, King David models for us the practice and purpose of preaching gospel truths to ourselves. That's right. In Psalm 103, David engages in sanctified self-talk. He takes the opportunity before him by the inspiration of God's Spirit to preach a sermon to himself and to record it for all of God's people to learn from and apply. Now, as we begin, I just want to be clear. As you've no doubt guessed from the previous three episodes of Gospel Life, I so greatly value and treasure the authoritative preaching of God's Word in corporate worship on Lord's Day. That preaching with a capital P is irreplaceable and undeniable in terms of its effectiveness and position in the life of God's people. So, listen, this topic we're talking about here is not meant to elevate self-preaching to the level of pulpit ministry. But I just want to be honest. You and I need to hear sermons on more days than Lord's Day. In fact, we need to hear good, biblical, godly sermons each and every day. And to be honest, if you're at all like me, you need to hear them multiple times each and every day. Why? Well, because on a far too frequent schedule, we either listen to ourselves ramble on and on with no biblical guidelines, truths, or moorings in sight, or we preach to ourselves sermons with bad delivery and even worse content. I mean, that's why the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 3 of his letter, encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. So there it is. Our most ruthless foe, sin, wages an all-out daily offensive to dissuade and divert and discourage and deter us through any and all deceitful means. And thus, what is needed is sustained and persistent gospel encouragement. And not only is this encouragement and strengthening needed on Lord's Day, but this proactive preaching and gospel ministry is needed daily, or, as the writer of Hebrews clarifies, as long as it is called today. And let me tell you, friends, last time I checked, each day we are alive and kicking is called today. And listen, the preacher for those multiple daily sermons is, you guessed it, you. Listen to how David begins Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Did you hear that? David's speaking to himself. He's telling himself, soul, bless the Lord. Hey, all that is down deep within me, you bless the name of the Lord. David is reminding himself to preach to himself and to bless the name of the Lord. Now, one last thing before we hang up from this episode and pick it up next week. David is going to model for us in Psalm 103 that the key focus and practice of our numerous times a day sermons must be to remember specifically and embrace deeply the benefits of the Lord. Listen to how he narrows his focus in verse 2 of the psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Ha ha, there it is. What an insight. One of our errors, the side of glory, is that we forget the benefits of the Lord. We forget to remind ourselves of the active work of God on our behalf because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. We forget to recount to ourselves the immense, gracious, overflowing, overwhelming work of God on behalf of his redeemed people. Now, as this psalm continues and unwinds, David lists five benefits that should form the core outline of any inward sermon. And over the next few weeks, we'll spend some time pressing in on each of them. But until then, read and meditate over Psalm 103. Stop listening to yourself and start preaching to yourself. In fact, maybe you want to take a look at the other Psalms that are addressed inwardly to, "Oh, my soul." And they would be Psalm 42, Psalm 62, Psalm 104, Psalm 116, and Psalm 146. In fact, just let me close today with a few verses from Psalm 116. Psalmist writes, "Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. So return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." Amen.